SBS Radio.
My name is Alon. I'm from Israel. I'm here because of my book, 3 Minutes of Eternity, which was published a few months ago all over the world, and it's about my experience in the Eurovision Song Contest. Usually I'm the head of press of the Israeli delegation, but I've been head of press for other delegations. Now my book is based on my experience in the Eurovision and inspired by, it's not a bio, for example, it's a novel, a very funny one, I have to admit. It's the kind of novel you'd like to take on a long flight because it's a lot of fun. So it's based on my experience in the contest, mainly what we've been through in Azerbaijan in 2012 with the Israeli delegation.
What happened in Azerbaijan in 2012?
It's the first time that the Israeli delegation was accompanied by special agents who came to protect us. You know, Azerbaijan is a Muslim country with an open border to Iran. Now, the fear was not from the Azeris, which are lovely people. It was from Iranian terrorists who would come to and try to kill us or to kidnap us to Iran. Our special agents, 15 of them, with the Azeri police, have caught a squad of 40 terrorists who came to Azerbaijan in order to either kill us or kidnap us to Iran, blow up our hotel and the venue. So those 2 weeks in Azerbaijan were really scary for me. But looking back, I'm thinking...
But were you aware at the time?
Yes.
Because you knew there were three that came with you and another three arrived, but you weren't aware that there were other security people.
No, we came with three special agents and by day three, they grew to 15. So I knew what was happening. I was aware of the threats. My singers were not. It was their first Eurovision, so they didn't think anything special was going on. I knew that we were targets. I knew that something is happening. Only after the Eurovision, when I've met one of the security guys, he listed everything, and I knew that they've prevented an attempt to kidnap us. Last year, I realized that on top of those 15 special agents, there were 20 other Mossad agents who were there undercover to protect us. I didn't notice them. So good for them, they did a good job.
When did they catch those terrorists?
Where?
When?
During our stay in Azerbaijan.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Not before?
No. The Israeli intelligence, American intelligence, and Azeri. They did their job very well, and they caught a squad of 40 terrorists with a lot of weapons.
That is amazing. We are talking to Alon Amir and we are talking about his book. And in Hebrew, it's Shalosh Dakot Shel Netzach. In English is?
3 Minutes of Eternity. The name of the book, that was the first thing I thought of, because what I meant was those 3 minutes that you see on the screen, the length of the song, for us, the people behind stage, feel like an eternity. Those 3 months of hard work, 24/7, it takes years of our lives. Now, I'm working with a Eurovision winner, Anne-Marie David, who won for Luxembourg in 1973, and she gave another interpretation to the name of the book. She told me that she thought that what I meant by the name of the book is that those 3 minutes for her on stage gave her a life of eternity. She keeps telling me, 45 years ago, I've won. And after 45 years, I'm still being invited to perform. People still know me. They know my song. So it's like an eternity. And that's a beautiful interpretation that I haven't thought of.
Well, that's actually I thought straight away, because the artist,
yes.
This is 3 minutes to eternity, because everybody now will remember Netta forever.
Yes, yes. But
for you, as the promoter, as the go-between and the person that worked behind the scene, it's eternity for you,
yes,
to get to those 3 minutes. Now I understand it.
Exactly. So that was my initial meaning, but it's fine. Both interpretations are beautiful, so I'm fine with it.
When did your romance with the Eurovision start?
It started when I was 7. I watched it with my parents at home. By the age of 10, I knew that I'd be part of it. And when I was 17, I joined the Israeli delegation on my own expense in order to learn what is the Eurovision Song Contest, how it works. So that was in 95 in Dublin. I joined the Israeli producer, Shlomo Tzach, who was in charge of, for example, if you know the winners, Hallelujah and the Bunny Bee. And the year after that, he hired me to work with him. So we did, we were in charge of Dana International and Diva, and we won in 98 in Birmingham in the UK. And the following year, I was I was the executive producer of the Israeli entry, which it was held in Jerusalem. We came fifth. I took a few years off because I was head of PR of Warner Music Israel. But I returned in 2005 as head of press for Belarus and then Slovakia and, of course, Israel, and international juror in many national finals all over Europe in countries like Sweden, Norway, Estonia, Ireland, Malta, Bulgaria, and the list goes on and on.
And for me, I mean, you're Mr. Eurovision. We are talking to Alon Amir, and you're listening to SBS Radio broadcasting around Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Alon, the question we ask, all of us are asking, and I'm sure my listeners would like to know, the Eurovision 2019 is in Israel. Is it going to be in Jerusalem, in Tel Aviv? What is your take on it?
Well, the first thing, it's confirmed to be held in Israel, and that's a good thing.
Fantastic.
We still don't know if it will be held in Jerusalem or Tel Aviv. I really hope it will be held in Tel Aviv because we've done it twice in Jerusalem before. I'm a bigger fan of Tel Aviv. It's much more fun. It's the cultural capital of Israel. It's the gay capital of Israel. We've got great beaches, great food, wonderful, beautiful people. The delegations will have, I think, a lot more fun in Tel Aviv. So I'm crossing my fingers that the decision will be in Tel Aviv.
Any preparations already underway?
Yeah, they've chosen the director and they've started to prepare everything, but it's still way too soon to understand what will happen. But I'm sure, knowing the Israeli people in the music industry, it's going to be one of the best Eurovisions ever. I'm sure of that.
Of course. Alon, can you tell us about this Eurovision? Netta won, and this was an incredible win. Did you expect it?
Yes. I thought it. I wasn't involved this year because I was promoting my book in Portugal. So I thought that she deserved to win. I thought it was a brilliant, brilliant song and with a great story. You know, they connected it with the Me Too campaign. So that was very smart. And I thought that not only we should win, I thought the Eurovision needs Netta and Israel to win because the previous two winners were fantastic. But the Eurovision needed a hit, a radio hit, to come out of it, to give it credibility. And I think Netta and also Cyprus, which came second, are doing just that because the songs are being broadcasted all over Europe on the radio and they're in the charts. Mm-hmm. So it's fantastic. And I really, really love the fact that a pop song or pop songs reached the two spots.
Alon Amir, thank you so much and good luck. We hope to see you in Israel next year.
I'm sure you will. And before we go, I'll just say that my book, 3 Minutes of Eternity, is available on Amazon in the English edition.
Thank you very much.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.